What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Lauren Fix is here, the car coach. If you need to know anything about cars, she is the woman. Lauren, last fall I was in the market for a new vehicle. And I looked around. I settled on the Lincoln Navigator. However, the styling that caught my eye earlier than that were pickup trucks, especially the Ram and the Ford pickup truck. I thought that they had a lot to offer. I had no need of a pickup truck at all. But tell us about what's out there in the market that might be suitable for a review with a pickup truck.
Oh, my goodness. I have driven all the pickup trucks. I'm personally a fan of the Ford trucks. I have one. But Ram makes an amazing pickup truck. GM makes a real top quality. Each of them have some little nuance that says, you know, we do this better. For Ford, it's aluminum bodies, which makes it lighter so you can haul more using more of the energy to pull whatever it is. When you're looking at General Motors, you know, they try to come up with different towing capacities themselves. They've got carbon fiber, which is very expensive bed. It's an option. They also have on the GMC the multi-gate tailgate.
So that's cool. Yeah.
That is cool. That was a big seller. Never seen that before. Jeep has come up with their version of the tailgate that's a split tailgate or a regular tailgate. Plus, Ram also has some really huge screens in the center, almost like Tesla-sized screens in the center. So again, it's what you're looking for, how much you want to spend. And, you know, you used to think, oh, I can get a truck, $20,000, $30,000, I'm going to do some sort of trade, you know, and now you're looking at trucks that can easily go into the $100,000 range. And
yeah, that big screen on the Ram, I've had Dodge trucks before, and I love them. Ram builds a good truck. I also love the Ford truck, but I love that big screen. And now they're taking all the technological advances and putting them in pickup trucks. It adds to the sticker price, but you got everything that an SUV would, and you even got the second row of seats. So
didn't the Ram win like Car of the Year because it's so well designed? The interior is amazing. I got the chance to check one out. A buddy of mine bought one, and first of all, the hidden cargo room is incredible. You have compartments everywhere throughout that truck. It's really an amazing vehicle.
And is the 150 Ford still the largest selling nameplate?
F-Series is still the best selling nameplate amongst anything, cars or trucks, for the last, I think it's 42 years now. It's over 40 years. It's
amazing. Just amazing.
But doesn't Ford take it like, you know, if you watch Ford's competitors, they take aim at Ford's bed, saying that it's not durable.
It is, actually. They've every time we're there, everyone's got a skip loader with a bunch of cinder blocks, and they dump them all in, or rocks, or whatever, and all three of them make great vehicles that will hold up over time, and you won't get hurt. Now, if you're saying, I don't really need a truck that big, Don't overlook the Tundra. I mean, if you want something that's more car-like, you've got the Ridgeline. I mean, so there's a lot of options. Nissan makes the Titan. They're not making the Titan XD, which is their diesel, any longer. If you can find one on the lot, great, great value, because it's not a three-quarter ton. It's not a one-ton. It's in that sweet spot in between. Really love that truck. I mean, so there's a lot of options out there. Don't think that, oh, that's it. And I know that Hyundai is coming out with something that reminds me of the old Subaru Brat. I'm dealing
with. Oh, really?
The one with the seats in the back?
The Subaru Brat had seats in the back, in the bed.
That's cool.
That's amazing. We did get a separate entry in the Facebook here. They want to know about small pickups, you know, something like the Ranger and things like that. What do you got there?
Oh, well, I like the Ranger. The number one selling vehicle in that compact truck market is the Tacoma. Great resale value, which means if you're leasing, the rates are less. The Ranger has a 2.3-liter, one engine only. Again, if you're looking at small pickups, that brings you into that Jeep Gladiator also. It is a rougher ride. It is a louder ride, but it depends what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle thing, too. Anybody in that Wrangler-type vehicle, including the Gladiator, that's cool. It's super cool.
It is. It is. But, again, that's a lifestyle piece, and that's why I think Ford says, wait a minute, they don't have any real competition. Let's go into that area. And with that, you know, there's Nissan also has a pickup truck that's compact. Of course, Chevrolet has the Colorado, and they make a ZR2 if you're into the lifestyle portion of the off-road. So, I mean, there's a lot of product. I'm expecting more coming down the line because everybody's transitioning to SUVs or crossovers and pickup trucks. That's where the money is. That's where people want it. And consumers like it because you get the ability to store a lot more and transport more and still have all the goodies that you used to not be able to get in a truck.
Yeah, and all of your relatives who are moving and want to know if they can borrow your truck and you. So something to think about. Let's go to line five. That would be Lori in Tonawanda. Lori, you're on with Lauren Fix.
Yeah, my name is Al. How you doing?
Oh, Al. I don't know how I got Al there. Okay, let's go to Al then. What do you have for Lauren Fix?
I would like to talk to Lauren about a couple of cars here, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I have a 2015 Ford Escape, and I'm looking at GMC Acadias, 17 and 18s. I'm looking at the Jeep 17 and 18 Cherokee. Now, somebody told me that the GMC in black, white, or gray, any color, that's a good vehicle to get because they don't break down a lot. But they said stay away from the Jeep. I want to get her idea about that.
Well, you're talking about older vehicles. Every vehicle is slightly different. It depends who owned it and who maintained it, no matter what used vehicle you're getting. I always suggest taking it to an ASE-certified technician, have them put it on a lift, take off the wheels, see what its true value is. That's really, really, you know, underneath you. You might find a flood damage or whatever. But if you're just saying both vehicles are excellent, what's the difference? I'm going to go with the GMC. You get a lot more for your money.
That's what he told me.
Yep. Good advice.
Well, you're getting great advice there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a break, and then we'll return with the car coach, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also go to Facebook, and we'd like to hear from you. Back after this. The car coach, Lauren Fix, is online. Let's go to line two, Bob in Orchard Park. Bob, you're on with Lauren Fix.
Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I got a question for you. I've got a 1983, a 944 Porsche I bought in 84. Love it. It was my baby car. Cost 30 grand back then. I still call her Betsy. I got it stored. I want to get it restored, but, you know, as you probably know, when they made them, they weren't supposed to reproduce them, but they did, so it isn't worth a lot of money. Who would you recommend? I guess you mentioned somebody that could work on it because I really love it. So we recommend that I can work on my car, and so I get it refixed up. And Sandy, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Next time we talk to Robbie Raw, ask her who was the guy that hired her for her first job 35 years ago.
Oh, talent hunt. Okay, I will. I will ask her. Meanwhile, Lauren, what do you got?
Okay, mechanically, Black Forest Motorsports on Genesee Street definitely can work on your vehicle. Restoration-wise, I don't know anyone locally that could do it. I would recommend looking at PCA, which is the Porsche Club of America. You should get on their forums, talk to other people. Those cars are still desirable. I know that it's your baby, because I have cars like that as well. But the key is to maintain them and don't start it. Make sure you may have to flatbed it, because once those fluids get real thick when they've been sitting for a long time.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks. You got some more? Go ahead.
Yeah. No. It wouldn't start. That was my problem. I love it. But is it worth any money? I mean, I think it's worth like $5,000. I mean, you say it might be. Is it worth anything?
Well, the best way to find out, anytime you've got an old car sitting in the garage, you go, I have no idea what this thing is worth. And you don't want to give it away, and you don't want to obviously try to sell it for more and then no one's interested. You can go to Hagerty, H-A-G-E-R-T-Y. They're an insurance company, but they also have a valuation sheet there. And you can type in the year, make, and model, the options that are on it, the color, the mileage, the condition. And you have to be honest with yourself. I mean, you may have an old Mustang in the garage. Everyone thinks they're worth $1 million. They're not. Especially if they're rotted. So the worst thing that can happen to any of these old cars is they're poorly maintained and they have rust. And then there's always someone who wants it. You know, I mean, there are cars that aren't worth a lot, but sometimes it's best to let it go to somebody else.
Did you say it was a 944 Porsche?
Yeah, 944 Porsche.
You know who owned it? Let's see, John Summers had a 944, and I think Tony Caligiuri had a 944.
I had a 914.
Oh, you had a 914.
Yeah, with the Volkswagen engine.
Okay. I didn't hear it quite.
Value, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Carl in Cheektowaga. That would be on line 3. Carl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. I've been catching the show pretty much in and out of doing service calls. And my question is, recommendation or opinion, as a contractor, I'm having a hard time trying to locate a decent cargo van, such as either the Transit Connect E350 or 250 or the Ram or even the Chevrolet's City, whatever. What is your opinion or recommendation on a cargo van for contractors in those areas of an E250, E350 for durability, performance, and everything? And I'll listen to you.
Okay, good question. What do you got, Lauren?
Yeah, it is a good question. There's a lot of vehicles out there. I really, personally, if I had to pick one, there's a couple. I do like the Mercedes Sprinter van. Don't forget that the West Her dealer in Rochester is a Mercedes dealership, and they'll find a vehicle for you. I know we have one Mercedes dealership here in Buffalo, but the Rochester one is owned by West Her Group, and they will help you get what you need. Ford has a Transit Connect also, but whatever vehicle, if you're using it as a work truck, maybe you have a generator on board, you're going to prefer diesel because that means the car is going to be idling a lot. You're going to want longer distances between fill-ups, and if you're hauling a heavy load. Personally, I would say go for the diesel option. I know a lot of manufacturers are doing that. So if you go too small, you know, it's a small, you know, FCA product, you'll probably be disappointed. You want to have something that's at least good size. And in the Sprinter van is very popular. It's a really interesting vehicle. Actually, it's made in Germany. It's disassembled there and then shipped overseas to South Carolina and then reassembled the exact same way, because there's something called a chicken tax, believe it or not. And it's from way back in the 40s that they didn't want chickens brought in from other countries. And somehow cars got involved in that too. Trucks got involved. So that's a really neat vehicle.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. You know, it's amazing if you look through the books and stuff, Mercedes makes some different kind of vehicles. Most of us think of Mercedes either as a small sports car or a large luxury sedan, but they make a lot of different things, and a lot of them they don't bring to America. They just sell them in Europe.
I know. The real cool vehicles, like BMW makes an X6, which is the SUV that's pretty muscular, but they make it with a diesel engine that has crazy 600 horsepower and like 800 pound feet of torque. And I'm like, yes, that would be in my garage in a minute if I could get it.
As we said at the beginning of the show, the big sell on electric, everybody's got an electric model, they're coming through it, is when you step on that gas pedal. Because nothing matches it up. And are you guessing that if you've talked to people that sell those, that is the big selling point on electric? Is that instant?
It is, but, you know, I've got a diesel SUV, and I have get up and go when I want. I have unbelievable fuel economy. I can go from my home to my apartment in New York City on one tank of gas, one tank of fuel, because it's diesel. I can go the whole time. The only time you stop is to go to the bathroom. 700 miles on a tank.
Wow.
That's why I love diesel. I've been a big fan of it. And it's funny because Volkswagen messed it up. I expect 10 years from now, someone will be going, I got this great idea. It's called diesel.
Let me ask you a question. It's not really related to automobiles, but I know you have an apartment in New York. Any problems with those looters and rioters down there?
I was told by the super in my building not to come back. I haven't been there since February, so it's costing me money, and I can't even go there. So,
it's costing people business too.
Side, I'm on the Upper West Side, but the West Side and East Side, he says, is dangerous during the day now, like it was in the 80s. So I will wait until he calls me otherwise. But yeah, it's good. Be careful if you're going to the city. It's certainly not the time to do it. If you're going to go for shopping, I would say you're probably better off going to Toronto.
All right. Thanks for that advice. Let's go to Mark on line 4 in Tonawanda. Mark, you're on WBEN with Lauren Fix.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
Hey, I want to first thank you for being on all these years. You've been excellent. I've listened to you just about every day, you know, since you've been on. And I just want to especially thank you for today having Lauren on and not yet another Mario and COVID.
Oh, yeah. This is such a relief. It's such a pleasure, isn't it? Do you have a question for Lauren? And thank you for the kind words.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lauren, I have a tiered question. I currently have I have an Expedition with over 220,000 miles on it. It's been a great vehicle. Looking at some of these new ones, you know, they're going to spend over $60,000-$70,000, and I was kind of sticker shocked. You know, some of the concerns I have about Ford in general are the paint bubbling due to the aluminum. I had that just a few years after I owned the vehicle, and Ford doesn't acknowledge it. And then with the new six-cylinder engines with these turbos,
mm-hmm.
being a do-it-yourselfer, I read that they're going to make you get a computer. I'm a do-it-yourselfer. You can't even change your own brake pads now.
Yeah, they connect everything, and it's not just Ford. So, you know, don't be so hard on Ford. I think every manufacturer, what that is called, what you're talking about, we'll start off backwards, I guess. Working on your own vehicles, there's something called the Right to Repair Act. It is passed in Massachusetts. They make it extremely difficult for people to work on the car, and they have for years. I don't care what you have, pop the hood, you see this big piece of plastic underneath the hood. There's no longer a dipstick. You have to have the car running. You can't chuck anything. And they do that because there is so much computer technology in these vehicles, including the brakes. So the part of the anti-lock brake system that we've all enjoyed having since the 80s is now also part of the computer, because in some cases they have, they'll call it something different, but basically it's traction control. It's the ability to keep all four wheels going so you don't make a mistake, an error in your driving. It keeps the vehicle on the road. They can cause, the computers can make it break in like one corner of the car. So that is all connected. So that's one of the things I think people don't realize. You don't have to take it to the dealer. You can always find someone who knows what they're doing, or you could purchase a computer of some type that you could use. Onboard diagnostics, you can buy those scan tools anywhere for like $30. As far as the EcoBoost engine, what you're talking about is a six-cylinder with turbocharged. Every single manufacturer offers this. They call it their hybrid version, which is really it's a combination of turbocharger or supercharger and a motor. Gets better fuel economy. It has a good towing capacity. Make sure you check that if you're towing anything. I will tell you, we had an Excursion, which is bigger than the Expedition, that had a lot of miles on it, and I thought, I'm never going to be able to get rid of this thing because I can't get a replacement. Sometimes it's best to keep the vehicle. There's all kinds of people that can refurb the vehicle, put new engines in it if the body's in good shape, last longer.
Okay, we got a break. I had an Excursion. I loved it. You're right. They don't make it anymore. Expedition is probably the closest in size. We'll be back with more with the car coach, Lauren Fix, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are back with the Beach and Company, along with Lauren Fix. She is the car coach. Again, tell us how to get set up with you online, Lauren.
Well, I have a newsletter that goes out monthly, gives you some extra information you won't get anywhere else. That's at carcoachreports.com. You can sign up for that. I've got all of my content on one location there. If you like social media, you can find me at Lauren Fix or on YouTube, Car Coach Reports.
You are the first person. You are the first person on our show to say the word tweet. Remember when you told us that you were hooked up with tweet and whatever? Nobody even knew what tweet was. You are ahead of the curve. Are you still on tweet?
Oh, I'm on Twitter. I'm on every form. I'm even on TikTok. I usually just post car cool stuff.
Oh, TikTok. Okay.
I do. Yeah, they might delete it, but we'll see what happens. But. I understand. But right now, if you're not where people are, where eyes are, where ears are, you don't get the eyes. But
well, that's true.
I have to thank you so very much for all the years of allowing me to be a guest on your show. It has been a true pleasure, and you've become a friend, and we've spent a lot of time together, and I really am going to miss you because I do listen to you every day. Even when I'm on the road, I listen to radio.com. And I go, what's going on? I listen to Sandy Beach.
Well, I was going to say that to you. I was going to save it to the end, but that's one of the joys of having done this show for 23 years is that we develop friendships like I have for you and your husband. It's been wonderful. Now, David Bellavia will be taking over this time slot. He has different vehicles in mind, like tanks and half tracks.
Cool.
So if I were you, I'd bone up on that at your local armory. And who knows, you might have a really good friend on this side of the mic. David's a good guy. Thank you, Lauren, for everything on and off the air. You've been very helpful for me buying several vehicles where you told me this is the one to get, and I went out and got it. So it's worked out very well. Thank you. 31 years you've been married. That's incredible. Let's go. I'm jumping in while I'm still young. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one. It's Randy from Lancaster. Randy, you're on the air with Lauren Fix.
Oh, thank you both for taking my call. I have a general, what do you think type of question here.
I've been going back and forth to the Southern Tier, do about 50 to 70,000 miles a year back and
forth. Wow.
Tier, yeah, it's a lot. And I beat up my car, and I'm trying to get something good on gas mileage. I've been using RAV4s, you know, because I need the all-wheel, four-wheel, whatever, in the winter, but trying to keep the gas mileage down a little if I can. I've been using RAV4s, but lately they've been, you know, I've been going through a lot of struts and a lot of drive shafts and stuff like that. So just wondering what you would recommend for something in that price range that I, or is that pretty much all I'm going to get for that price range?
No, actually, I think, let me see. I actually just reviewed the 2020 Honda CR-V hybrid. It's all-wheel drive.
Okay.
First hybrid for Honda, but they really are good at what they do. The new Bronco is going to be cool, but it's going to be too high a demand and the price is going to be high, so I would be weary of that. As far as other vehicles, you gotta want something that's going to get you there and not have a problem. And there's a lot of great product out there. I'm just trying to think of what makes sense. As far as maintenance and low cost of ownership, it's either going to be Toyota, Honda. If you're looking at something that's low cost to repair or add components, you're looking at a Ford Explorer, which is fabulous, by the way. And they do have a mild hybrid platform. You can get an Edge. You can get an Escape.
How about any of the Koreans with 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties?
Yeah.
That would fit right into his high-mileage driving.
Kia Sorento would be excellent, or if you want to go bigger or smaller, trying to think, Hyundai, of course, is Santa Fe. So, I mean, I've driven them all, and you can check out the reviews on my page. I would have to say that the key thing is the cost of insurance, because obviously you're putting a lot of miles on it, and you need a very good, safe vehicle and something that gets the best fuel economy. And there are vehicles that get better fuel economy, but you got to watch that you don't go too far over, because then it gets to be so expensive that, you know, the cost and repairs and such, that it doesn't make any sense. So I mean, if you buy a Jeep, you're going to have higher maintenance costs. They're just not designed for that type of I know they're all great vehicles, so I have nothing bad to say about them really, but just look at some of the vehicles that are out there before you make your decision. But I would recommend, like you said, all-wheel drive, because if you're going to the Southern Tier, you don't know what the weather's going to bring.
Glad you mentioned the Santa Fe, too, because that would include the big warranty. That'd be a really nice combination. Good luck. Good luck, Randy. Let's go to Patty on line 5. Patty's from Tonawanda. You're on with Lauren Fix, Patty.
Patty's off.
Oops, Patty's gone. I wonder where she went. I can't figure it out. Okay, Buzzy. Buzzy, we haven't heard from you. You've been piling up Facebook questions. You got anything for us?
All right, Sandy, let's go with the first one that came in. It is from Donna. And Donna says, what car is the new family car?
Ooh, a car at all. She's looking for a family car.
Family of five. Sorry.
It would have to be an SUV.
Family of five. She wants a car, though.
Just be tight. Well, then you're going to be looking at a bigger vehicle. I mean, depending on what you're looking for in price range, because that's kind of an open question. I get that all the time. What's the best vehicle? Well, give me a price range. Sure, if you've got unlimited cash, go buy a Bentley, you know, a Rolls Royce, you know, a G-Wag. Now, back to reality, for most people, I mean, if you're looking at luxury and you want a really comfortable car and you just don't want to spend a lot of money, but you want to own it in T5, I cannot say anything but fabulous reviews on the Genesis line. It is a Korean company. They build them like German cars. Actually, they stole the German designers. And the vehicles have that same 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, which I think makes them a home run all the way. As far as value, you cannot go wrong. That's one of the big things. No one wants to be tight in a car, especially if you've got little ones in car seats, because then you're back to looking at big three-row SUVs. And in that case, the last year's SUV of the year is the Kia Telluride or the Hyundai Palisade. Huge demand for those, but I'll tell you what, they came in the marketplace so low and loaded with so many goodies that people just fell in love with them. I mean, they're just fabulous vehicles.
Hey, Lauren, one thing that Sandy and I have been mentioning for a while now, and how we think the Ford Escape, pound for pound, is one of the best values out there. Would you agree?
Yep, it is. The new Escape is much better than the previous gen. It looks better. It's got more options. But if you're thinking to yourself, I really want something that's got more goodies on it, then you jump up to the Edge.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had two Escapes and one Edge, and we like them all. We like the whole Ford line. Ford has got a good line of vehicles, but they stopped making cars, if I'm not mistaken. They made a big deal about announcing it. So if you're looking for a car specifically. But you know, Lauren, if you're approaching a vehicle from the front and you're looking at the front grille, it's awfully hard to tell the difference between an SUV and a car. They're very similar. There's just more clearance. That's always there, and the four-wheel drive. But outside of that, it's basically, to my eye anyway, a car made into a four-wheel drive system.
Well, many of the crossovers, they call them CUVs, actually are that. They are car chassis, so they're not even like a full-frame chassis. They're just the car underneath with a different body on top.
Yeah, and that four-wheel drive, it's not going to take you on some remote island where you're going to go over volcanoes, but it will get you through the snow in your driveway and the snow on the road, and that's what you usually get them for. Okay, we'll take a break now on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is a Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and what do we have? We have Lauren Fix, the car coach. She knows all. She tells all. She answers your questions. Let's go to line two, and Eric from Buffalo. Eric, you're on WBEN with Lauren Fix.
Hi, Sandy. First off, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So, Lauren, I have a – hopefully this isn't too specific of a question. I have a new teen driver in the house, and so we are looking for a used, maybe five-year-old-ish type of car or SUV, something that's reliable, I guess, and might kind of carry him in through college. So just looking for some suggestions.
All right. A lot of people ask that question. What I've found recently, and it's something you may not like, is what people are doing is they're buying a new vehicle and they're giving it to the kid because it has the best safety, and then they're keeping the older vehicle for themselves. If that doesn't work for your family and everybody is different, I always look for something that is not a huge full-size SUV, which every parent would like their kid to be safe. Look for something that is medium size or mid size that is reliable, which would be like a Honda product, a Toyota, a Ford, whether you buy any other brand, Kia, Jeep, whatever it is, Mitsubishi, whatever you might look at. It has to be something that a technician looks at. I keep reiterating this because so many people think, well, you know, I got the car from a whatever dealer and they're reliable. You don't know. Sometimes they don't know. They come from an auction. So get them checked out. And then always make sure the kids go to school with the car ready to go, because my son left to go to school. He had a Mini Cooper, and I put new tires on it, new brake pads. We had it all ready to go, and somebody, he had an accident just running around. He went away to school, and of course, the insurance company called me and said, wow, you really took care of this car. It had fresh tires, fresh brakes. Somebody hit him. He was fine. The car got totaled, but the concept was I can replace cars all day long. I can't replace my kids, so get good tires, name brand tires. You know, don't skimp on safety for your kids.
Also, another suggestion I might make, there's a lot of cars there that look pretty plain Jane, but they have monster engines in them. Make sure you don't get one of those by accident, because a young driver, teen driver, they got a lot of horses under that hood. They're going to want to try it out and show it to their friends. If I were you, I'd look for something with a four. Because otherwise you could get in trouble. Would you agree with that, Lauren?
I do, because kids do silly things because they think they're immortal. We've all been there. But in order to keep them safe, you have some rules, you know, especially when they're around town and you can keep an eye on them. You know, don't use the phone. It has to be, you know, put into airplane mode. No more than someone in the front seat. You've got to follow the laws. The police have no problem taking away the kids' license. The judges do that, too. They have to teach them a lesson. So we made our kids sign a contract that if you had a ticket, you lost the car for 2 weeks. If you had an accident, you lose the vehicle. And, you know, we had to help them get vehicles because it's a little different era than it was when we were kids and I bought a car. But, you know, you have to set a contract with them. And when they know you're serious, it's good. Also, I told my kids, and both of them knew it, I had a tracking device on them. And I had it on the car, and it wasn't because I wanted to be helicopter mom. It's because if something went wrong, I wanted to know where to find you.
Wow. That's very complete. Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to West Seneca, line three. That would be Jim. Jim, you're on the air with Lauren Fix, car coach.
Yeah, hello. I'm looking at a used Ford Focus, but should I be still concerned about the transmission problems?
Well, again, you want a mechanic to look at it. When you're looking at a used Focus, it's going to be low cost to insure. Parts will be readily available because it has a dealer network. So I think you'd be fine. Just, again, make sure that a service technician looks at that vehicle, because if it's already been updated and corrected, then you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay. You got something else? Go ahead. Nope, he's gone. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned something earlier, which seemed like an aside, but there's no dipstick in certain vehicles. I remember the first vehicle I got, it didn't say right away that there was no dipstick. You know how long I looked for dipstick in that vehicle? For hours, couldn't find one. Then I find out after I go through the book, which I always do. Now they don't even hardly ever give you a book, but at that time I looked through it and found out there was no dipstick. That's very helpful, because I never could understand the little markings on the dipstick anyway. This is a big step forward, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. It is, but it's also frustrating because those lights turn on your dash when it's time, not distance. So remember, it's the mileage when you do your oil change intervals. Don't go by, oh, well, it's been 6 months. I have a vehicle that's a 2013 that has 6,000 miles on it. I have other vehicles, so I haven't had a chance to drive my own cars, which I prefer to drive. And I thought to myself, you know, like, of course, the light kicks on. It says, oh, you need an oil change. I'm like, it has 6,000 miles on it. It had its original first oil change, and that's it. So, you know, I know how to reset it. But the fact is, go by mileage. Don't let someone tell you it's by time.
And yeah, that's what they try and sell you, that it's by time, because if you don't put a lot of miles on it, they still get you in there. I think the biggest thing that makes my heart flutter is when I see that little tire up there and it says, low pressure. And then you got to wonder, do I have a nail in my tire? And so what I usually do is get my gauge out and check all four. And if that's the only one that's low, then I know it's real. But that thing, I when it gets cold in the morning, it oftentimes resets like that. It drives me nuts.
Right. It's for every 10% that's off what the proper tire pressure is supposed to be in your vehicle, which is the number inside your driver's door, it will cause that check engine light or that tire light to turn on. So I always tell people, you know, first thing you do, like you said, check the tires once a month. When the tires are cold, gives you a chance to look at the tread. You don't have to be an expert, but if you see uneven wear, you see a nail on the tire, you know, something looks funny, maybe you did something, you curbed the tire or the rim, you'll know to get it fixed. But like, again, like I said, if you break your arm and you go to the doctor and they say, here's the x-ray, you're not a doctor, but they'll point it out to you. So you can kind of see it yourself. Just, you know, be proactive. Do it once a month. I put it in my calendar on my phone. So the first of every month, we pull out tire pressure gauges and we get all the vehicles.
Oh, it sounds like a fun weekend at your home. Okay, we got about 2 minutes. What's on your horizon? What are you going to be testing that people will be able to see in the fairly near future?
Well, Wednesday I'm getting a brand new Toyota Venza, which the dealers don't even have yet. I'm going to head over to Wester Kia and test drive their K5 because I can't get one here quick enough. That is a replacement for the Optima. I'll be test driving the Lexus LC500 convertible. I know I've got some cool vehicles coming down the pike. In fact, I just got the list of all the vehicles that are coming in. I've got the new RAV4 Prime coming in, the Honda Civic Type R, Hyundai Elantra GTM line. But I've been helping a lot of people find cars. A lot of times people have been struggling in this, you know, what's going on with COVID. So I've been keeping busy doing that and doing a lot of business consulting. So.
And you mentioned Lexus. We hadn't talked about Lexus during the whole show. They've got a nice wide variety of different vehicles, and their styling on a couple of the newer ones really caught my eye. So they're still playing hardball.
Yes, Acura as well. I think Acura's doing a great job. I think there's a lot of products that gets overlooked, like Cadillac. You know, they've got the new Escalade. I love the Lincoln product, but again, I knew we didn't talk about it. It's Alfa Romeo and Maserati. Love those Italian cars. Ugh.
The Alfa, if I could fit in the Alfa, I'd be in an Alfa. I did have a Maserati, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. The workmanship was good. The leather on that thing was incredible. And so as we go through these cars, you fall in love, and then it's time to fall in love again, even though you still like the car you have. The real car fans are out there still looking at something else. Are you like that too?
Yeah, I am. I you know, every time I see the Stelvio, the Quadrifoglio with 700 horsepower and a compact, man, I need that. But I have a Porsche Cayenne, so, and I've had it. It's an older one, and I've kept it because I just love it. You know, and it's certain vehicles I don't want to get rid of. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great product out there.
I bought a Cayenne with your recommendation. Yeah, I said, how is it in the winter? She said, and you said, put snow tires on it, and you could drive up the side of a building with it, and you were absolutely right. Okay, my friend, I'm going to miss you, but remember, I know where you live, and I could peek in the window and see what you got in your garage at any time. Remember that.
Be a stranger.
Okay, babe, take care. Lauren Fix, the car coach. Doing this show is well worth it. I met a lot of good people and a lot of people I'm going to miss. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.